Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Uriel Bowser, and I am calling to order this meeting of the Planning Program Development and Real Estate Committee. I would like to recognize the presence of the required committee members to proceed with a discussion of the committee's one action item. Without any objection, I'd like to move approval of the agenda that's before us. Any discussion, discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. The ayes have it. I would like to recognize also the staff to present this item. And at the conclusion of the presentation, if the members are satisfied, we will move for approval of the staff recommendation.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Searles. Yes, and I would like to recognize Mr. Doherty for the safety information before we move to the presentation.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee. I want to just let you know, in the event the building goes into alarm, the emergency exits, if you hear see the strobes flashing or the audible sound of the fire alarm, we would ask that all those in this room exit through the exit door behind you or behind me to my left, exit through the front doors and meet in front of the building museum across the street near the large nut and bolt that's out there so that we can make sure that everyone is accounted for. That would conclude the emergency exit.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. I would like to recognize now Mr. Bodenheimer as to discuss a planning and development item that's in the District of Columbia.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Before I begin, I'd also like to make introductions to Stephen Teitelbaum to my right, who is the project manager for this for Metro, and also in the audience today are Jeremy Small and John Sunter from Clark Realty, who are available to answer any questions about their project, if you have any at the conclusion of the presentation. We're asking...
I'm sorry, you said there were Safeway and Clark representatives here?
Clark.
Okay.
So, right there, standing up. We're asking today for authority to negotiate with Clark Realty and consolidate our land on which we have a chiller plant right now into the project that they have been discussing with Safeway, and to subsequently negotiate a price for the transaction that we would then bring back for approval subsequently. The location is roughly halfway between the Tenley Town and Friendship Heights stations, maybe a little closer to Tenley Town. This is Tenley Town to the south, Friendship Heights to the north. This is the Safeway site right here, and this is our existing chiller plant here facing on Ellicott Street, northwest. Next slide. And this is a street-level view of the chiller site. The concept is to demolish the chiller plant, incorporate it into the new development, reserving all necessary rights for ourselves and incorporating it into the new project, a elevation which is shown here on the bottom. Next slide. The next steps for us would be finalizing contract negotiations, negotiating all of the necessary agreements to preserve our rights and access to the facilities. Just a word about the establishment of fair market value. The highest and best use of this property and its air rights is incorporation into adjacent property. What we are proposing with the developer is to get the difference, as usual, between the appraised market value and the cost to replace our facilities, or if the land value only supports that. Well, basically, the minimum transaction of this would be a replacement of chillers. We'd get new chillers and no cash. There's a possibility if the land value after the appraisal exceeds that cost that there would also be cash in the deal. That is the item we would come back to you subsequently. But at a minimum, we think that this would be beneficial because the what we would get when we replace the chillers would be new chillers that are 50% more efficient than the current chillers. They would be, the equipment would be replaced, I think it's respectively 5 and 10 years before they're needed to be replaced, but it is updated and modern and much more efficient. So there are lots of good reasons to do this, even if the transaction doesn't generate cash to us. In addition, there are the transit-oriented development, the quality of life, and increased tax benefits to the District of Columbia. And I guess I'd also make the comment that the incorporation of our property into the overall project has benefits to the community and the project by allowing it to be a little bit less tall. This responds to community concerns about the height of the project if it were on the Safeway site alone. And it also, by returning property to the from a purely operational use to something more active, whether it's retail or some other use, it'll make the street face of Ellicott Street more active, friendly, walkable. So that, in summary, is the presentation. We'll return after we've conducted an appraisal, and your approval today will allow us to work with Clark to finalize the appraisal and establish a proposed value. And that concludes the presentation.
Thank you. Just a couple questions for you. Now, the Safeway site, is there an agreement between Safeway and Clark on the redevelopment of that site?
As we understand it, they are in negotiations, but Safeway has chosen Clark as its designated developer for the redevelopment of the site.
And you also mentioned that both sites will go through the district zoning approval process, that the proposed development, in other words, doesn't comport with the existing zoning?
The entire site, including the site we own, as well as the Safeway site, would be submitted to the Office of Planning and the Zoning Commission for a complete rezoning.
So it will be subject to the plan unit development process?
Yes.
And so that application is not complete?
That's what we understand. They've been awaiting the decision whether our site would be included as part of that, because the plan for the project would be different if our site is not included in the project.
Okay. And so, Mr. Bottinghammer, it's your opinion that the Clark is the only developer that would make sense, where we would get the most value because of the value that the our parcel achieves because of its proximity.
Absolutely. We reviewed it with the procurement guidelines with general counsel, and this satisfies all the criteria for working on a sole source basis with a developer.
Okay. Are there any other questions for the staff? Yes. Mr. Downey.
On the value issue, the valuation, the appraisal would be what the property is worth after rezoning.
Yes, after rezoning and after incorporation. Correct.
What Clark would gain by having that, not what it might be worth today.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Is it typical for us to enter into the exclusive negotiation agreement before we have an appraisal?
It depends on the circumstances, but in this case, yes, it's not unusual, is maybe the best way I'd describe it. In order to expect the development partner to go through the exercise of going through planning and so on, they need to have the assurance that we are willing to consolidate our property with theirs. But they understand clearly that that is contingent on the valuation and the subsequent board approval. So there is that element of risk still. In this case, it's a board authorization for us on the expectation that the deal will be, we'll at a minimum get new and improved equipment, result in an improvement to the surrounding environment, and potentially get additional cash.
Okay. Well, those are my questions. If there are no further questions, I will make it clear that this is the committee's and the board's first kind of chance at speaking to this. And the our zoning commission will also have the opportunity to speak to the district zoning commission will have the opportunity to speak to this during the plan unit development process. But you will, after appraisal and other negotiating factors, bring back a sales agreement to the board for approval.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. So what you have before you, and I'll put, do we have a resolution here?
No resolution.
Okay, so I'll just move approval of the staff recommendation for the sale and replacement of the Tinley Town Chiller plant, giving the staff approval to negotiate a contract for the sale of the parcel at 42nd and Ellicott Streets. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Acosta has seconded the motion. Any discussion? Further discussion? Discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The ayes have it. That is the item for discussion on today's agenda for the planning and real estate committee. On the question of new business, I want to thank all of the members of the committee for their patience as we started this committee. And I know that Mr. Dyke, for one, and I know several others have ideas that they would like the committee to consider over the next several months. And I want to thank the staff for updating us, the new members, to the committee, to how we will proceed. But if there are any other items that members want to, and I also need to approve the minutes. You have the minutes before you for the last Planning and Economic Development Committee.
Moved adoption.
Second. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. The minutes have been moved and seconded. Any discussion, questions, corrections? All those in favor of the minutes say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And the minutes have been approved as submitted. Any further business before the committee? Hearing none. It's 9:17 and we're adjourned.